that's become a real focal point for the downtown. Really, truly, and you know, there's a business next to me that's a coffee shop. It's a place where people come and get coffee and get a bite to eat, and they meet or they work. They're working on their laptop. They see somebody that they know. They meet new people. It's a pretty thriving place, and opening that up to the bookstore as well, I think, is really kind of combining a place that gathers people together to socialize. Have some nourishment, and at the same time they have an opportunity to create some intellectual nourishment there. I see it's a place that's gone beyond just superficial commercial enterprise. It's a place to get people to discover things that they normally would not discover at buying books at BJ's or buying books at Walmart. See, it's a place where people get together and meet people that they haven't seen for a while, or it's a place that they meet new people. It's a place that they feel comfortable. And then at the same time, I see it's an opportunity to be able to work with other enterprises. You know, for example, some of the programming we're trying to do with other commercial entities that are there on that main street. And I think a real goal, a really important goal of a downtown revitalization in any community, let alone Oneonta, is that you have a group of small enterprises like the bookstore, or like the coffee shop, or like Roots Brew Pub across the street, or like the Autumn Cafe that's reopening. I think you see people that have small enterprises that can be diverse and interesting to a really wide audience. And the more that you have of that, I think you create more energy. Where if you have your big box stores and you drive to them, you're driving to these places individually. You're in your car, you drive to the parking lot, you get out, you walk into the store. It's massive. It has everything in there that the next place has. I mean, you can go into any Walmart and you can see the same stuff you see in Target. And you can see a lot of the same stuff you see in Dick's Sporting Goods. Or you see the same stuff you see in Bed Bath & Beyond. There's that similarity to it. There isn't an individuality to it in that. It's a corporate presentation of what's the most things we can put into this place and put them at the cheapest price. And I don't think that you see a humanness in that. And I think what you see in small businesses like the bookstore or the places that you can see that people start, or small businesses, is that you can see a human being. You can see what that person's brought into the place. And I think people really want to feel that in many ways. Now, we can wax nostalgically and say, well, Oneonta 30 or 40 years ago had all these small businesses and all these people were together and that. And yes, that was part of that because there were many different people and there were many different types of places there. And you could feel like that you, when you went into that store, you kind of knew who ran that store. And I think that human touch is there. Because we really kind of live a life alone very easily. I mean, we can sit in our places where we live and we can open our laptops and supposedly we're in touch with the world, but really we're in just touch with ourselves looking at that screen. Yes, you can type, in something, in an email. But you're really not there. You're not seeing the person talking. You're not seeing what their facial gestures are. You're not seeing, you're not hearing the sighs. You're not hearing the laugh. You don't have that personal touch. And that's fine to be able to do that in many ways and answers many things. But still, I think really people want to reach out and be part of each other in that. And I think that's what you see in museums. I think that's what you see the change in museums since I came into the profession in the 1980s till today. to me, museums have become more human places. They're not just a place where you see a lot of paintings sitting around in a really large room. Albeit there are places like that still, but what do museums do to really make the place, you know, really be able to communicate and touch, you know, the people that come to visit them? So I think in regards to downtown revitalization, one of the things I do now is I work with the Farmers Museum on their plow lines collection. I travel all around the state looking for images or photographic images for that collection. And so I've actually been in a lot of different places in New York State, more so than I ever have in my life in the past, you know, 6 or 7 years. And the places I see that are really live and thriving in small cities and small communities are places that have a wide diversity of enterprises going on in their community. And that attracts people to go see them. And then that attracts people to be together. And I think that's really kind of what we really try to strive for, you know, is to try and that opportunity to be able to be together with other people. Might be a complete different stranger that's in the bookstore, you know, standing next to you. But still, you're kind of sharing an experience. And you might communicate by talking, or you might communicate by not talking. But being physically there, you actually are sharing an experience. And I think that's a real important thing that happens when you have a lot of interesting places to go to and have a wide variety. I mean, there was a gentleman today that came into the bookstore that hardly ever reads a book. And he was waiting on his wife, who had an appointment at the clinic, Bassett's Clinic, downtown Oneonta. And he didn't really want to sit in the waiting room. And so he got up and he was walking down Main Street and he walked into the bookstore. I don't know if he'd ever been in a bookstore before. But he was a friendly person and I struck up a conversation with him. And he said, I asked him what he likes to read. And he says, oh, I don't really hardly read. And he tells me the story. He's waiting on his wife, you know, and that. And he's just kind of killing time. And we have a conversation. And, you know, we share something for about 5 minutes. He's not a reader. And I don't know if he'll ever really come back and buy a book. But still, at the same time, he and I have touched each other by being there. And I think he probably feels better about you know, what he's doing because he was friendly and we had this nice conversation. We shared an experience with each other and that. And I think that that's a real important thing, you know, in life to do. And I think that's real important for there's places to be able to go and do that.
Well, thank you so much, Jim, for your time this evening.
You're welcome.